President Trump has 5 rallies set for today, ending in Michigan, just like he did in 2016. Joe Biden stumps for late votes in Cleveland, Ohio, as well as Pennsylvania. Early voting is now in the books, at least in person. One more day to vote in person tomorrow, Election Day. Polls open at 7 a.m. Eastern time for a full 12 hours. St. Johns County with the highest local turnout at 70% overall. Vicki Oakes, the supervisor of elections in St. Johns County, joins me. And with 5,600 plus ballots cast on Saturday, it was a really big surge Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Vicki.
Yes, it was. And I'm just delighted that our voters have taken advantage of the additional early voting sites that we added this time, a total of 10. We've never done that before. And that is reflective of our turnout numbers at 70%+. So I'm very excited about that.
So what does that tell you about turnout projections for tomorrow, Election Day?
Okay, so my projection, we have planned all along for between 85% and 90% voter turnout. On our voter turnout report, you can actually drill down and look at the turnout by precinct. I have one precinct that has 85% voter turnout already, and most of them are in the 50 or 60s. Tomorrow is going to be a busy day, but because of the fact that so many voters have already cast their ballots, it's just going to be a smoother day for us.
Overall, what would you recommend for someone who likes the energy of voting on Election Day, how to avoid long lines? Are there certain strategies that you could offer?
Yeah, the high voting times are, of course, 7 a.m. where people are stopping to go to work. That's one of our busiest times, as is closing. And there also seems to be kind of a busy time around lunchtime when people run over at their lunchtime to vote. So mid-morning is good. Mid-afternoon is good. Avoid early and late.
And in terms of staffing, how overstaffed or are you for the potential if anyone falls ill or has a late-minute decision like they don't want to, given the risk of COVID and whatnot? What sort of preparations have you all made for that, for specifically Election Day?
Well, we have trained almost 500 workers. We used about 100 per day during early voting. We are well prepared. We are still have about 30 or 40 workers in our pool that'll be assigned today, because we want all of our workers that were trained to be involved in the election. So we're sitting pretty good.
Good. Best of luck tomorrow. We'll be back in touch. We hope to see that big number turnout coming in St. Johns County. Vicki Oakes, the supervisor of elections. Thanks. And we'll have coverage for you.